Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Ibrahim, for these few words of introduction. To Canada, thank you very much for this letter. Just to echo what Mr. Salama has just said, that yes, we very much appreciate this feedback and input in our processes and into the treaty body processes. The letter acknowledges the challenges that we all know and that have also been outlined again today. And it also acknowledges that these issues are multifaceted, and that's a very important aspect of this of the letter and of the challenges we as a secretariat are facing in terms of processing of the individual communications. There is, of course, this issue of resources, but I will not enter into this. In terms of the substantive feedback, I think a number of recommendations are addressed to the secretariat. There is others that are absolutely outside of our realm. That we would also like to see. We would like to retain the very qualified staff and legal experts that we are having, but sometimes it's difficult to keep them from moving to other opportunities, so there are elements that we cannot address. But of course, a lot is linked back to what has already been said, to the digitalization efforts that are being undertaken. OIOS has pointed out in its recent report that there are indeed a lot of inefficiencies, but that those inefficiencies are linked to the manual processing of the individual communications. And we believe firmly that if we are moving into a more digital way of working, we will be addressing gradually a number of these challenges that have also been outlined. I mean, be it the issue of more detailed statistics, that's of course intrinsically linked to a more digital process, the tracking of the deadlines, and then other areas with the acknowledging of the submissions and of the correspondence received. So we believe that there will be less delays in the processing in certain aspects. There are other areas that are being mentioned, like the harmonization of working methods and rules of procedures. This, of course, is an important aspect, and work is ongoing with the different committees. We've now been for the first time tracking and mapping all the different aspects of the work on individual communications. And we are going to discuss this in more detail with the different committees to see what could be done to make that more streamlined and more harmonized overall. I think I will leave it at that. As Mr. Salama said, a response will be forthcoming. But just to reassure you that this is really a work in progress. We're working with the committee to better define ways to deal with the backlog or to be more efficient. The repetitive cases have been mentioned, but very recently we've introduced the joining of communications whenever possible. So we are looking into ways to deal with the backlog as well. Thank you very much.